AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry, with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development, with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. oracle.com/bandwidth.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. And now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
Two birthdays today we want to mention on the show. First of all, I don't know if he's floating around the studio in Washington, D.C., but it is Dan O'Brien's birthday today, I believe. Is
yes,
that correct?
He's vacationing.
Oh, see, that's what a letdown.
It
Does
is.
Anybody know where he is?
I know where he is. He's in Chicago.
Why is he in Chicago?
I don't know.
Thank you.
Pizza.
Oh, for the pizza?
You two are so disengaged. It's amazing. It truly is. You know, I mean, does he have family there or anything like that?
No, I think it is truly a pleasure trip to Chicago. I saw some posts on Facebook. That's all I have on that. But I'm not disengaged enough to not know where he is.
That's
know
good.
He's
you
away.
Knew that he was in Chicago.
Yes.
And our second birthday, I believe I'm right with this, is Mr. Trip Affleck. Would
yes.
that be accurate?
Yes,
that it is
absolutely.
One of our Hall of Famers who is and one of my favorite people online. A guy that supports me personally like nobody's business and mm-hmm. helps me out more than he knows. It's fantastic. And has he grown his hair longer now? He grown his hair out? I saw a Facebook post that looked like he had long, beautiful, flowing hair.
Here's why it's hard to tell with Trip, because he spends so much time in the Facebook clink. He has like 9 different accounts. So whether the picture is current or not, I don't know. As a matter of fact, I saw one post this morning that really made me laugh. It was on Trip's preferred original page, and the person wrote, "I wished happy birthday to the other Trips," because he's got a lot of different ones. So you'll probably see if you go to birthdays today that there's several Trip Affleck Facebook pages.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
He
skirts the law, and sometimes he gets caught, but oftentimes
the one I know is the one where he's got the mask on.
Okay,
with the
Mike O'Mara
show.
I think that's the primary one. Yeah,
and that's the one that's got like 1,000 friends.
Yeah, that's the primary one. Yeah.
All right, I'm just taking a look because I think if you go down here, I gave both Dan O'Brien and Trip Affleck my standard happy, happy, happy.
Excellent.
Which is just how's that for clever?
Yeah,
Carla liked that. That was nice of her to do that. I'm trying to see where the picture is. Another P posts a clip of our show, which is all right. So this is 2 hours ago, as promised. My hair at 60. Is he 60?
I believe he is, because I saw him post something about the word soixante, which is the French word for 60.
All right, it says, for years, I've been told by haircutters that whatever you have at 60 is what you ride out with. That's not true, Trip. I can tell you that for 3 years post. Let me see. This is his long hair. Look.
Wow.
Look at that. See?
Yeah, you know what he looks like? He looks like he's on tour with the Allman Brothers.
Doesn't he?
Yeah.
I think it's a great
it's
look.
It's a good look.
I think
look.
He looks good.
It really
kind
is.
Kind of a biker look, you
yeah,
know?
I do. I like it.
So that's Trip Affleck.
Happy birthday, Triple. You're a good guy. And as Mike says, a Hall of Famer.
He is a Hall of Famer. And anybody else that's of note celebrating a birthday today that we wanted to mention at all?
Well, there's one guy that I'm going to spotlight in the audio vault, so... pump your brakes.
Yes, of course. Many vices out there. Food.
Yes.
Gambling.
Sure.
You decided that during this weekend, which, by the way, was just an amazing weekend of activity, that you were going to take your daughter out to a gambling emporium. And when you said it yesterday on the show, it didn't quite sound like a real casino.
Well, here's the deal. We were at the, this was Saturday night at the game, and they're very, I don't know if you've been to a minor league game lately, and I don't think they enforce it like this, at the major league parks, they time the time between each pitches. Like, yeah. And they're
no, that's
very,
that's major league too.
But they are so amazing.
Wait a minute, is it major league? They do something with a timer on. I become such a bad
baseball fan. But I think it's like 18 seconds, and they have a timer. And I saw a couple, you know, I saw some people penalized for not getting the pitch in time.
So what's the penalty? They call ball?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So excellent. Yeah. Great idea.
And they, so the game took like 2.5 hours, which is not that bad.
No,
with all the stuff going on.
Not for a baseball game.
So we're at the Diamond right there on Arthur Ashe Boulevard in Richmond, and there is a huge, right above the press box in the center of the upper, a huge ad for Rosie's Gambling Emporium. And I'd seen an ad for it on the billboard on 95, and Julia called attention to it. She says, and she's funny, she says, some of my friends have been to Rosie's. Have you ever been to Rosie's, Dad? And I said,
is
I've never
saying it like that.
Yeah,
that
just
funny
that's
little voice.
Goofy way. And I said, I've never been to Rosie's. What do they have? Do they have? Is it slots? Is it table games? She says, my understanding is that they have everything. I said, well then, how would you like to go to Rosie's after the game?
So it looks like a real casino,
right? Right.
It looks like the looks like it could be Old Town Las Vegas where you're going.
Like
there.
In the middle of Richmond. So we finish the game, we see the fireworks, we hop in the car and zip to Rosie's. It's like 14 minutes away. My first warning sign for Julia's first casino experience is that it's between a Home Depot and a thrift store. I believe it is the Goodwill store, but it's a huge facade.
Is it a standalone building?
Yeah, with big letters that say in a Western font, Rosie's. And Carrie's even coming along. She's being a good sport. I said, Julia, this is going to be fun. And we get there.
It's real gambling.
And we look in there and we see the lights and everything. And she says, oh, I love this place. This is going to be so great. So we go in and we have to go through the metal detector and the whole deal. And the first thing we do is we take a hard left into a room that has a door. And I realize that's the smoking section. And the air is purple with smoke. So we get out of there.
Well, hold on a second. So you go in, usually with a smoking section, at least now in casinos, you'll open the door. And it's walled off. You don't have to go through it to get somewhere. Are you going through?
It's actually a door that you open. Door, and so then
to get to the rest. Yeah. So you have to walk through the smoke.
No. It was just an option because we're just walking. We're casing.
You're just exploring.
What I thought that because my initial look was I don't see any table games. Table games must be in there. Well, Mike, there are no table games at Rosie's.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And
I get it.
it's not just only slots. It's all video slots. There's no real wheels. And and Mike, there's not any even name brand video slots. And I jotted down some of the names. I know that the Wheel of Fortune game is very popular in casinos. They don't have Wheel of Fortune at Rosie's. They have Free Spin.
It looks to me like this is it's the way the smaller ones go. But they've got real jackpots here on penny slots.
They
do. Right?
They've got.
Is it all pennies? Is it all penny slots?
No. They go up to, I saw dollar a pull slots too.
Okay.
But and even penny slots is a misnomer because the minimum bet is 30 cents.
Were they crappy? Were they crappy slot machines?
I don't know. Do you like games like Boy Wizard? Okay. Multi-Diamond? Guess What's Behind the Door? Who Done It? Muy Caliente or Undersea Fun? All of these games are there.
I want to go to Vegas.
I do too. And you know what? This didn't help because it was so weak. But Julia, think if you can, you're a 21-year-old kid. You've never been to a casino and you go in and it's still got the feel, Mike, of the action. There's the noise. There's the lights. There's people going around.
The bar looks nice. The bar looks like they've got a nice bar there.
That didn't apply to me. But yes, the bar seemed very nice.
I'm so sorry. I forget.
What are you doing to me?
I just forgot.
Julia looks around, sees the action, and she says, you know what? I love this place. And I give her like $40. I say, go pick a machine. Let's play some. And she's playing. And while she's playing, we hear some noise. And Mike, a fight breaks out on the casino floor. And
like a real fist, like a fist
yelling fist fight. You MF this and I MF that and you that this and filth and flarn. And
kids? Youngsters?
25-ish, I would guess. And here was the thing that I loved, is I looked, and if this piece of paper is a slot machine, I saw a lot of this. people peering around their slot machines.
Peering around the machines while the melee was going
on. Yeah, while the melee was going on. And then,
did you game yourself? Did you do some gaming?
I did, but while the fight is going on, Carrie says, let's go over and see. I said, nope, that's not what you want to do during a fight. You don't get yourself involved.
I'm looking at the entertainment.
Yeah.
Friday, August 12th. This is you, and it would be me if I was there.
What's
too.
That?
Well, back in the day, it would be you and me.
Yeah.
Live band karaoke.
Oh, I would do that. I would absolutely do that.
Well, Julia would do that too,
yeah,
wouldn't
absolutely.
She?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Live band karaoke. Let me see the details on this. This is, I don't know if this is Rosie's or their other.
Rosie's.
Go ahead.
So,
live band karaoke is Chicagoland's first and finest.
Oh, that's in Chicago.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, no. Event location, the Playbook Sports Bar and Grill. Is that the name of the bar that's in there?
Maybe, but I think it's a chain. There might be a Rosie's in Chicago if they mention Chicago.
We play every genre. No, it says the Playbook Sports Bar and Grill, 6807 Midlothian Turnpike.
That is it. Okay, I stand corrected. So maybe
live band karaoke is Chicagoland's first and finest live karaoke band. We're not, by the way, we're not doing a live show there.
No, no, no. No. And as far as the cleanliness of the place, it was okay. It wasn't like Charlestown with the sticky chips.
Right.
But it was all virtual. You put in your money and then there's the sound of coins, but all you get is a voucher. So
well, that's
Julia,
it. That's everywhere
yeah.
now. That's not anything.
So Julia is slowly losing her money because the machines are tight as a drum. And Mike, Carrie plays $20. Julia plays $20. I play $20. It's a slow trickle. And then, wouldn't you know it, another fight breaks out.
Like the second fight of the evening?
Yes. And Carrie
what
says,
time are we talking about
like
here?
Like 10:30, 11 o'clock because it's after the game.
Yeah.
But okay. Carrie says, let's go and see. Do you think it's the same guys? I said, I guarantee you, no, they escort you out if you pick a fight.
Right.
And so, again, the people are looking around and all those things. And then Julia figures out the thing that's her favorite thing. She discovers and I remember the game, Mike, it was Undersea Fun. On Undersea Fun and all the games, you can select the volume of your machine. So the first thing
you can do that on most machines.
But
too.
Julia discovers it on her own, so she just goes around turning up the volumes on all the machines.
That's Bloop. My girl.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her.
That's the
awesome.
Action. And then after she loses her, and then she says, this is no good. And, you know, she plays 20, plays for a while, then prints out a voucher for like $12, goes to another machine, turns that into $3. And finally she looks at me and she says, Dad. I said, yep. She says, I hate this place. And I said, yes, honey, it's not a very good place. And I do.
So how would you rate it to, say, a Charlestown?
Charlestown has it in spades over this place.
Really?
Because Charlestown still has the real slots. Charlestown has table games. This is all, you know what this is like, Mike? This is like an airport casino.
Okay.
With no chance. Because, and you and I have talked about this. If I don't see mechanical wheels spinning, I just don't trust the machine.
All right, I'm going to list the artists that are performing.
Okay, this is at Rosie's.
And I'm not sure whether they're going to be at Rosie's or Colonial Downs,
Colonial
which is
Downs,
the sister
Yeah, it's
casino.
Owned by Colonial Downs, yeah.
All right, you've got, I'll start here. I'll start with Jay Tucker and the Crew.
Never heard of them.
Star City Swag.
They sound great. That sounds like one of the slot machines there.
Vinyl Nation?
No.
Pete Turpin Band.
The Pete Turpin Band? No.
Rocky 7.
No.
Patrick Olivier.
No.
Breaking the Chain, tribute to Stevie Nicks.
I would see that.
Stand back, stand back. Damn, sounding out.
I have to do it. I can't resist. Oh, what a shame we have time.
No, it's fine. Mike,
how terrible
this
is
Mike O'Mara's tribute to Stevie Nicks, Breaking the Chain.
Do you have any...
I have some Knicks. I have some Fleetwood.
Some
Hold
Stevie
on.
Knicks.
Yeah,
here.
Give me one
Hold
sec.
On. Just have to make sure I've got the right thing. I'll mute that.
Here we are.
Oh no. Hold on.
Hey, Tommy. Stand back, stand back. And better find it soon. I know. On and on, but on me.
It's almost too high.
Not a lover.
Yeah.
I can't do it. Shut it off.
Shut it off. It's terrible. I can't do it. I'm terribly sorry. It was, the register was simply too high.
Did you do this one? Stop dragging my heart around.
Stop dragging my heart around.
Forget it. I'm sorry.
I thought it was a lovely
That is a
effort.
Machine that never works. Okay. Inside Out is another band. Claxton Brown. You know them, don't you?
No, Claxton is a brand of fruitcake. That's all I know.
Cody Christian? Cody Christian's going to be there September 16th.
Oh, well, that'll bring in the High Rollers.
Oh, wait a minute. The Dan Shutt Band. Have you heard of them?
Have you?
No.
I'm no, just I haven't asking either. You. No.
I don't live there. We have to take a break.
It sounds like, Mike, it sounds like the bar culture is spilling over to the casino culture.
It looks, their marketing is spectacular, and it looks like a great place. How would you rate it on a scale of 1 to 10?
I would say a real solid 2.
Okay, that answers that. 2 fights, though, huh?
Yeah, 2 fights.
Did you or your family feel like you were in danger at any particular time?
Only when Carrie said, go see what's going on.
We'll take a break and come back with Sound Town here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Oh, did anybody win?
Nobody won anything ever.
All right.
TMOS Classic.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Whether you're starting or scaling your company's security program, demonstrating top-notch security practices and establishing trust is more important than ever. Vanta automates compliance for SOC 2, ISO 27001, and more, saving you time and money while helping you build customer trust. Plus, you can streamline security reviews by automating questionnaires and demonstrating your security posture with a customer-facing trust center, all powered by Vanta AI. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, Flow Health, and Quora use Vanta to manage risk and prove security in real time. Get $1,000 off Vanta when you go to vanta.com/go. That's vanta.com/go. For $1,000 off.
And now, live from Washington, D.C., here's Larry.
My guest is Robert Daly. His newest book is A Faint Cold Fear. It is published by Little Brown. We'll be going to your calls at the bottom of the hour at 703-685-2177. Are you already working on the next one?
Well, I know pretty well what I want to do. And there's a long process to go through. I have to write an outline. And although I have a contract with the publisher, they have the right to, you know, diddle with my outline, which they always do, and I have to work out the details and then start it and then write it, and so we're talking about another year here, and the end of the year gets very long, because whatever you may have done, I mean, you've written enough books to know this, until you write the end, at the end of it, you got nothing. You've been, you know, you can't sell anything until you finish the last page.
Who's your agent?
Huh?
Who's your agent?
ICM, Esther Newberg.
I know Esther.
Lovely woman.
I use Sterling Lord.
Oh, you do? Sterling was my agent for years and years and years.
I like him. He's not vigorous.
No.
But he has a kind of nice manner.
Yeah.
I think if I were a full-time writer, I don't think I'd use Dilling. I like someone more.
Yeah.
For me, it's fine, you know, I get these. Well, I just got a real nice advance to do a book on growing up in Brooklyn. Mm. Like Russell Baker did about Baltimore, right about just what the street was like in the neighborhood.
Well, you got four books already behind you.
Yeah. Yours on the bestseller list yet?
It's not yet. It's only been out 1 month, and the bestseller list is 2 weeks behind, as you know. But it's had wonderful sales in Europe. I'm really astonished.
Same cover?
I don't know. I don't know what they'll do. I don't like the cover. It's got two messages. Yeah, it's okay. It's got two messages on it, both of which are, you know, sort of against the female
reader. Can't read this. Where do you live?
Well, I have an apartment in New York, but I really live mostly in Connecticut, in New Canaan.
East Side?
West Side, right opposite the Museum of Natural History.
Nice, I like those.
Yeah.
It's really growing, that area.
Uh-huh.
Columbus.
Yeah. Lots of empty stores, you know. And these landlords who jack up the rents and force people out that have been there for years. Now, in our times, in the recession, they're stuck with it. Good.
Yeah, I'm right. Are we back? Never gone anywhere. We still, now I thought we were on a break. Okay, so we've been sitting here all the time talking and not talking. Does anybody signal me? Are we on a break? Did we take a break? No, we're back. Well, you never signal me back from a break. Are we on? Okay, thanks. Did anyone ever say, "Here's Larry"? Did you hear it, Robert?
No, I did not.
Robert didn't hear it, and I didn't hear it. I'm just talking to the crew. I realized we're on. I looked up. I saw the light. Neither of us ever heard a signal come back. So we have been sitting here. Welcome to the Larry King Show. Our guest is Robert Daly. We're going to pause for news headlines, a word from your local stations, and when we come back, we will take your phone calls. And this is semi-hysterical. Yeah, we are on. Thank you. Okay, all I'm telling you is, Mr. Daly and I were sitting here. Last I remember was breaking for commercial, and we never came back. We never came back. So if we came back, we thank you. And if you heard us talking, I don't know what we were talking about, Robert.
We're talking about agents and things like that.
Agents. Yep. If you heard, whatever you heard, we didn't curse.
TMOS Classic.
You know, it's cold outside. Well, how come you don't have a shirt on? Because you just got out of bed?
Yes.
Okay, you enjoying Maine?
Yeah.
You can tell the truth.
No.
Do you want to go home?
Yes.
Why do you want to go home? You tell the truth.
Fortnite.
Do you want to play better Fortnite? Because it's better Fortnite for you down there?
Yes.
Okay, and what starts when you get back?
Football.
Right. You looking forward to that?
Yes.
Do you want to show the guys your fake gesture that everybody thinks is bad, but it's not really bad?
No. That's what are you doing? That's a little harsh.
Get out of here. There he goes.
Who's going to vanish? Him that?
He vanishes. Oh,
whoa.
There he goes.
Right into the mystic
magic.
Plant.
That was ho, visual. Ho, ho. It's magic. There you go. Get your thumbnail for today, right?
Why does he hate Maine?
Yeah, and who taught him that horrible gesture?
Maine is boring. Maine is boring.
It's not geared to the younger.
For a nine-year-old.
Yeah.
Mm. I experienced the same thing, so I can relate exactly to what
of course, when you were nine in Maine, we landed on the moon.
Yeah, we're also sneaking beers.
Yeah. And so,
beers, smokes.
Beers, smokes, and moon landings.
Penile erecti, you know, all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, that lady.
Lots of firsts up in Maine. Got together, we'll talk about it later, got together with the whole fan family, almost the whole family, big chunk of family members. Thank you, Kathy, for putting that together over the weekend. I have to share only one joke that I got. Not one of the greatest, but not one of the worst.
All right.
And it's from a trip one family member made to Ireland recently.
And here's the joke, all right?
Yeah.
So there's an old Irish lady, and she decides it's time to visit the chemist, which they refer to as the pharmacist.
Yeah, druggist.
I have to go to the chemist. And she walks into the chemist's office. I'm sorry, the counter in the drugstore.
Sure.
And goes to the back and calls the chemist over, and she says, Seamus, I got a problem here. It's my husband. Well, I'm a little embarrassed to tell you, but he doesn't perform quite the way he used to. We're having a little issue in the boudoir, don't you know?
Mm.
And Seamus says, yeah, I hear you. I understand. Well, you know, you're not as young, Molly, as you used to be.
Molly.
She says, well, Seamus, I just don't know if there's any... I've read stories that there might be a medication that that can be taken to, you know, enhance things. Mm. Seamus says, well, of course, Molly, there is. There's Viagra. I can give you Viagra. Mm. And if he takes the Viagra, I think he should have no problem at all. It should work wonders. I think it'll be wonderful for you. And she says, so let me ask you, Seamus, this Viagra, can you get it over the counter? And Seamus looks at her and says, well, if I take two, I can. Thank you. There you go. Yeah. All right. So there it is. Thank you, Rob. Thank you.
Different type of pharmacy.
It's
in Ireland. You
know, if he took two, he could get it over.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's CVS Cares.
That's right.
Thank you.
Walgreens.
Like, they're so hostile at my pharmacy that.
Oh, see, I have a brand new. I know my pharmacist by name now.
Really?
Yes.
Is it Seamus?
No, it's Martina.
Oh, no. The tennis player? Florida.
Yes, Rob, the tennis player. It's Martina, the only Martina you know, Martina Navratilova, singer Martina McBride.
I know.
Because all Martinas are one person.
Well, I know that she's not playing tennis anymore. She probably needs something to supplement
the
retired.
Income.
Yeah.
Happy 3rd of July. I don't think we are alone. We're, we are part of... A bit of a malaise with some weather for holiday plans, the way I've heard it.
Yes.
That there are a lot of parts of the United States that are just not cooperating, whether it be smoke, whether it be a cloud cover. This string of weather we've had up here has been about as bad as I ever remember. I'm on my third week up here, and we've seen the sun a couple of times, and that's been about it. And so it's really different. Being up here, but it's a great place to chill. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when you come from 95 degree weather and you can just chill and it's rainy,
humidity.
Yeah, I thought about you yesterday when I stepped out into the muck.
Right?
It's like,
yeah, we have humidity. Degrees. It's just different kind of humidity. Yeah. It's cool.
I'm sorry. How about this? It doesn't feel like you're walking through thick air.
Yeah. It does not.
No.
You know what?
I will say this.
Nice.
The smoke is pretty much dispersed.
Yes.
It was clear coming in today, so that's good.
I'd be lying. When I found out maybe a decade ago,
yes,
that the wealthy go away to the cooler parts of town, to second homes, etc.
It's always been this way.
Yeah, I didn't know that was
could
possible.
Reach in and kill you.
I just didn't know. When I found that out,
mm-hmm.
I said, "Wow, this is why they go away. This is why."
See, because that's what happens when you're wealthy.
That's from what is the movie?
Oh, I know. You cut the turkey.
Avalon,
precisely.
That's what happens when you're wealthy.
Mike, you have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
By no means am I crying poor mouth. I grew up in a wonderful.
You had a wonderful and a very successful father.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Upbringing cheap, very, very frugal. God bless him.
My father never gave me an expensive watch.
I think that's wonderful. On the same page.
But my father helped me get into, my father and mother helped me with a down payment for my first home. And I will always be grateful for that.
My father never came home.
No, he never came back home.
It's true.
Because as Michael taught us,
my father helped me build this wing on my house.
Mike, I think it's so nice that you are actually using your actual background of your home today.
So
with the Colin Glass conference
in back
room.
Of me right now, over here.
Yes.
Over here is where I keep people.
Oh, that's your humidor.
It's in no, it's
walk
a
walk-in humidor.
No, it's a terrarium for humans.
He does have another place where he grows orchids.
Yeah.
Hey, but, let me, before we get rolling here, say hi, Michigan City, Indiana, Pleasant Prairie, Wisconsin, Greektown in,
I've been there. In Chicago, Illinois, Vang Vieng Laos, and the Asian island of Borneo. People from Asia checking in this summer. And Kirkjubeer Karlaster, Iceland.
Perfect.
Kirkjubeer Karlaster, Iceland.
Me? It was sent to me by a lady who said, hey, here's where I am. Good luck with the pronunciation. So I actually, I did the Google where the lips move and everything.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice. So, yeah, it's here we are. Here we are in dank, damp, cloudy, foggy,
I bet your complexion
rainy.
Is wonderful right now.
No, I'm too old for that. Your skin begins. You'll find when you get to be my age, skin will slowly begin to slough off. It's eyes.
You're not absorbing the beautiful, dank moisture and making yourself...
I'm at the age now where you just want to go a week without a scab.
I hear you.
Oh, yeah. You're not that old.
Michael's cut me on my arm the other day, and I got one right here. I got one right there.
Yeah, I think that's
a... How did he cut you?
He just scratched
box
me.
Cutter.
We were wrestling, and he
box
scratched me.
Cutter.
Box cutter. There you go. With the conditions we've had up here now, I have... The show has been an oasis.
This
me.
Has it's got to be the high point of your day.
I don't want to go that far.
Have there been days when the show has been the best part of your day?
A couple of them.
Okay, so that's good.
Yeah, a couple of them. But, you know, getting the whole family together this past weekend.
How many people total would you say?
Let's see. It was my sister, her husband Paul.
Yes.
My cousin Billy.
Yep.
My cousin Teddy and his wife Mandy. We had my cousin Ben.
Ben's in?
I love Ben.
Ben is in.
Is his wife there?
He's got with Eliza and their two children.
What?
Yeah.
You know what's wild?
Ben, I don't know if I'm going to hurt his feelings or embarrass him or do what, but Ben is a muckety-muck now.
What do you mean?
A company that Oscar might not even be aware of. But Oscar will know the name of this company.
Mm. Oh, he is a
senior vice president.
Oh, God bless him. Why would he be embarrassed? He should be proud.
No, I mean, but do you know what the company is?
If it's
you'll know it.
If it's the same company he was at
Huckberry.
Before. Yes. I'm a fan of Huckberry. I've purchased Easy many job. Things from Huckberry.
I kind of alluded to it at the dinner.
Wasn't
table,
that your old
which
DJ
really
name?
Bad for him. Huckberry.
I reach out.
Huckberry.
The ones that the Last of Us, I guess that's the jacket the guy wore.
Huckberry has
Huckberry
so
jacket.
Much. They have so many great like guys.
It's a dude's
stuff.
Line
it's
of clothing.
So awesome. Mike,
I'm proud
just,
of him.
So,
Mike, with you and Carla and your son, that's 12 people.
Can we continue talking about business for 2 seconds before you mow along
He's
to
not
the
interested.
Family? 2 seconds. Mike, was this on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Okay, great. On Saturday night, out of the blue, suggested friend, Ben and his wife. Both push up on Facebook. This is
most
this is,
beautiful daughters you have ever seen.
That's why I Gorgeous. Mentioned Ben O'Mara because it was thrown in front of me. I'm like, why is? Like,
why
I
aren't
thought
you
we,
friends
I
th- with him yet?
I thought we were friends.
Yeah.
And then his wife popped up. I thought we were friends.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible this Big Brother internet could have heard you have a conversation?
I don't anything. I think anything's possible.
And then like his, throw this like, hey,
yes.
be friends.
Yeah, I got a lot of targeted ads for Huckberry.
You would never get a targeted ad for Huckberry. Have you gone to the website?
No. I'm afraid they
it's
probably...
It's not really for you.
I wouldn't think
it
so.
It could be.
No.
It could be?
I'm sure they make sizes for everybody.
Don't they have something like Muchberry? Is that their line for the larger men?
It's even with... Regardless of weight, it is a clothing line that is kind of an outdoorsman type of line.
I'm listening.
You know, rugged.
Yes.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
It's you know, rugged, kind of salt of the earth type of person.
I like salt.
You like L.L. Bean and Eddie Bauer and those kind of,
sure.
right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't wear fancy stuff, so.
No.
You know, I mean, it's an interesting place. So,
all right.
You know, who knows?
Well, I'd love
but
to
But I don't
want to
talk
ben.
About them until
yes,
we get
Yes, yes, correct,
that.
Correct.
So, but it was great, and Teddy was there and his wife, and Carla was there. And Kathy put out a great spread as usual, and it was just yummy and lots of fun to see everybody. And along with my niece and her husband, we've gotten, I think because of the weather, not in spite of the weather, we've gotten more family contact. And that's kind of when you don't come up here for a couple of years, you want to knock that out and you want to see people. And that's what we've been able to do, really, thanks to my sister.
Is it really knocking it out or enjoying it? Because when you say knock it out, it's like you've got the garage cleaned.
I like seeing family that I haven't seen.
Okay, good.
I like seeing family I haven't seen. I wouldn't want to come up here and not do that. That's part of the attraction, is my connection to my family up here. I'm not as plugged in as most of them up here, but
it's a new you.
To see him.
And he, hey, you look great.
Yeah, that's nice too. That's really nice too, and got a lot of that, and that was fun.
Did anybody say, hey, you must be down at least 150 pounds?
No, there was not exuberance. You haven't seen I haven't seen people in a long, long time. So I wear clothing that, there are a couple of things I wear up here that I've worn before that are baggy. But I just don't think when you see people, like if you haven't seen somebody in 6 months, then that might be a big deal.
Yeah.
When I was, Orca before. But, and by the way, if I stay up here, I will be Orca again. Because I'm now in a week without the magic pill.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And so I.
That's right.
It's instantaneous.
We've unleashed the beast.
The beast was unleashed yesterday, but not to the extent where I'm going crazy. I still feel that I'm doing okay.
That's the goal. We unleashed the beast, my mom, God bless her. And I say this with this much love.
Have you unleashed the beast on her yet?
Well, yeah, because we took her to Boston and she forgot to take her shot.
If you go a week, you go a couple of days, you notice it right
so
away.
At
you
the tail end, right, so she forgets to take her shot, right?
Right.
So she's 4 days out.
Right. 4 days overdue.
Overdue.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So that's enough to,
And like a heroin addict.
Did you observe it?
Were you able to observe it? I saw her destroy half a cheesecake.
Wow.
Because you don't have that off switch.
The valve is gone.
It's easy. They were hiding. Elizabeth made chocolate chip cookies last night, and my son and my daughter both hid them from me because I would have gone in there and grabbed the whole lot. I would have done that.
And this is what my mom said when she was done. I said, was that worth it? Because I have to guilt her. And she said, leave me alone. I'm just trying to live.
I will tell you this.
I bet it
was worth
it.
The only thing you have to do. Now, look, I'm not writing the primer on how to go post medication.
No.
But I will tell you, if you hang on and you withhold the desire to really binge, the satisfaction will come and you'll forget about it.
Oh,
that's what you have to do.
That's good.
And I found that out because I was manipulated with the cookies. I had two cookies and
did you look for the hidden cookies?
I went out into the kitchen and grabbed two more. So I would have been at the four cookie mark. And, I had three cookies because Elizabeth literally took one out of my hand and said, those are for everybody. And then later on in the night,
you're everybody.
No, but they're for the rest of the people.
Yeah. They have to last longer than an afternoon.
Well, they're stupid for not being there when they're fresh.
It's like we had the two bad foods we had yesterday because it was a gray day. Nobody wanted to cook grabbed a pizza from in town.
Nice.
And, Carla brought it for, let me see, me, Carla, Michael, Connor, Elizabeth, and Carla bought one pizza, like skinny people do.
Two, especially if there are kids
that's
involved.
That's two slices. I was able, because somebody didn't need a third, I had a
still
third.
Still unsatisfied.
Three cookies and three pieces of pizza. That's pure carbs.
Yep.
But I would have knocked out, if nobody'd stopped me, I would have knocked out four or five, which will not happen when I'm on the stuff. So my point being that you can... As long as you work on the inner government,
right,
you can chill. But I still think there's a biological component to it.
What's equivalent to a teacher work day this past Friday after we recorded the bonus show here at Podville.
Teacher.
And we did. It was a profession. Like, we wanted to up our game on certain aspects of the business. So we had a hackathon. And Shannon, coincidentally, we had another birthday for one of our team members, Elizabeth. And Shannon, back to, I guess, discuss what skinny people do when they order food.
Yeah.
Shannon does this bit where she orders just exactly the amount of cupcakes that need to be brought in.
Yeah, even if it's a weird number.
Even
like
if it's
11.
A weird number. She had 11.
She'll literally count the number of human beings
in
the building. She
will walk a circle in Podville, count the attendees,
yes,
right,
and order that many
cupcakes. So she had 11 in the cart.
And 11 cupcakes. Yeah, it comes in a dozen box.
I could kill her just hearing this story.
Mike, there's one slot empty.
Yeah.
It's like, it looks like one of those games where cupcakes. You have to slide the stuff around. Yeah.
I said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm ordering cupcakes for Elizabeth's birthday. And I said, you're ordering the exact amount of cupcakes? She goes, yeah, one is plenty for each person.
One is plenty.
She goes, we're trying to promote a healthy environment. I said, Shannon, it's a birthday. When you order 11, people shame themselves into not even eating one because they don't think there's enough for everybody.
Precisely.
You know what I saw people cutting them in half.
And then we look cheap. Mm-hmm. We look like we can't afford cupcakes. Mm-hmm. And then we also look like we're out of touch because not everybody here is waif and skinny. You know, I like two cupcakes on a good day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let alone half of one. Hopefully someone will get another.
Sure.
I said, please.
The part of the fun is with that horrible creation known as the cupcake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which just was a simple, cheap slide out for cake.
Yeah.
Bake a cake. Slice it up. Then bring two in.
Yes. And have, everybody gets it's okay to have extra.
Yeah.
For later.
For later.
I said, if they
don't. Somebody ought to do a deep dive research on the cupcake. And then what? 10, 15 years ago, the cupcakeries?
Yeah, that's where we order from.
For every friggin' person that decided they wanted to be a baker. And then we had 5 million cupcake bakeries around the United States. And you'd walk into 99% of them and they'd have empty shelves because the people that thought it would be fun. What?
Pleased to announce that Sweets in Leesburg is closing.
Yeah,
due to lack of business.
No, because they don't. Probably because they didn't have cupcakes there, and they realize. You know what a baking job is? A real baker.
You tell us
the way baking at a real bakery, like a New York City bakery, maybe a bagel bakery.
Yeah,
that is 3:30, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Time to make the donuts.
Every day, 7 days a week. That is a hustle. That is just like that's the job. You know, not just Peter was having his graduation party and we had to go, so we're not going to open it. That's the way they roll these things.
I hate Peter.
So, it doesn't work.
Shannon says, fine, because look, anybody that's married knows this. Even if you're right, you're not right. It's just, that's the way it is. You can't fight it. It's done.
Right.
So she goes, fine, you do it. I said, no, I don't want to do it. You've already got the cart filled out. She goes, well, how many should I order? She goes, how many people are here? And she said, 11. I said, double it. Just double. She goes, well, not everyone's going to eat two. And
horror.
I said,
horror.
Oh. Double it. Oh, no.
I said, Shannon, I guarantee you they won't be left. People will say they're taking it home to their husbands, or they're going to eat in the car. They're going to say they're taking it home to their wives. They're going to eat in the car.
Did she listen?
She doubled it. And you know what happened? People were like, can I take one home to my. And I know they destroyed it in the car. God bless them.
Yeah. Mike, you know what?
Get a friend at home.
A road cupcake. Who doesn't want a road cupcake?
Mike, cupcakes are good, but that's not my favorite baked good. Did you know that?
What's your favorite baked good?
What you making? Fruitcake.
Celebrate your independence from calorie control.
Yes.
Mike, they're actually, this year, extraordinarily low in calories. They're keto.
Yeah. Coming soon, the keto version.
Okay. Let's not mess this up.
Some guy wrote me, and he wanted something. He said, would you be averse to making me one fruitcake with totally organic farm fresh eggs? And I replied to him, yes, I would.
We'll have we will have somewhere in the news today. I believe we will have an eye opening story about healthy food.
That really?
I can't wait.
Fascinate you. Great tease.
It will fascinate you.
Great. It will fascinate you.
Because really, it is truly a shock. It was a shock to me. And,
is it about Oscar's mom's cheesecake?
It is not. It is not. And by the way, there's a cheesecake lady up here outside of Ellsworth, Maine, that we drive by the back road on the road to the Bangor.
Is she a model?
She's been, what?
Like, you know, they used to call those calendars cheesecake calendars. Cheesecake.
That's a 1940s reference.
I don't know.
Cheesecake, he said. Cheesecake used to be like dirty pictures.
Yeah.
Well, they used to call it cheesecake.
Saucy.
Yeah. Gross.
Saucy is another 1940s term.
There's some things from back
God
in the day.
God almighty, make your brain get modern.
No, I don't mind that. Look, in fairness.
Retro Rob. That's his new nickname, Retro Rob.
I love it.
I think it's on brand for Rob. I think.
It's been on brand for 30 years. I think it's on brand too, for Christ's sake.
There's certain things that Rob will bring up that will fascinate me. Because back in the day, like, if someone said, hey, is that a cheesecake calendar? I would have been like, yeah, there's a bunch of food, I guess, in there. I don't know.
Baked goods. Michael, do you work blue? Do you work blue?
That's right.
Hey, blue.
Yeah, you don't need to work blue to be funny, son.
What's that magazine on your desk? Is that called Blue Boy?
Oh, no.
No, that's Mike, quite
different type of conversation.
Yeah, well, look, I the old terminology, I like it too. I was around for most of it. Yeah.
So you don't remember the cheesecake calendars.
Nobody knew.
I don't
what
remember cheesecake calendars. I remember stag films.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what they were called, stag films. I showed a Super 8 stag film. It really probably wasn't a stag film, but I showed a Super 8 dirty movie for some sort of bachelor thing that I did
like
for a
guy. Screening at home?
Yeah, like in my apartment Laurel.
There were other people there, or was it just for yourself?
It was terrible. I know it just didn't work that well, but it was funny. I know at the time we showed it to a bunch of guys because, you know, hey, have a few beers. All right, here's our Super 8. We were laughing so hard because it
just
was
just a bunch
so
of
bad.
Dudes in a Laurel condo.
Yeah. Was it one of your bachelor parties?
No, I don't remember. I don't remember what I had for breakfast. So. Oh, that's right. I didn't have breakfast. That's my L.L. Bean coffee mug breakfast right here.
I love it.
Don't make
it's plaid.
There it is.
No, I always thought when they show the equivalent of a stag movie at a bachelor party, it's very uncomfortable.
Gone. What?
I think it's very uncomfortable to show like a stag film at a bachelor party.
This might be crazy. I don't think they do that anymore, guys.
They probably, of course they don't. I mean, that's back in the
did
day.
Did they do that
know?
For you?
No, at my bachelor party, they showed The Wizard of Oz.
Where did I go to your bachelor party?
I don't think you did. You were invited, but I think you declined.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, see? I was above
because you're in your 20s.
I was 25.
Right?
Yeah.
It's so young now.
And you didn't go to mine for Carla, right? Neither one of
we weren't invited.
No, I did. I ended up on a street sitting. Actually,
oh, I wasn't invited.
You know what? This
that's you were probably
hurtful.
Invited.
I was not. I would have gone in a heartbeat.
At one point, I was sitting on a curb in Washington, D.C. in front of good guys. Little did I know I would soon work in that
neighborhood. You were in the police van? Yeah, you went to the first one.
Oh, the first one. Oh, I
you
thought
didn't
that
go
was
to the,
his first
you didn't marriage. Go to the permanent
relationship. No, I didn't go to that one. No, you know what? I got them mixed up. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
AI might be the most important innovation ever. It's storming every industry with literally billions being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs the right data and a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? Time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, and application development with AI embedded across it all. And Oracle Sovereign Cloud helps you address your requirements for location, access, and data residency. OCI provides blazing fast speeds for AI's demanding workloads. And in the cloud, when you pay by the minute, speed matters. And of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. If you want OCI to help you do more and spend less, like Uber, the Premier League, and Oracle Red Bull Racing, take a free test drive at oracle.com/bandwidth. That's oracle.com/bandwidth. Oracle.com/bandwidth.